This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm going to hit the international news tied together in the Great Reset. Coming up next segment, we got Dan Lyman, who's the head of EuropeWars.com, great reporter for us. He'll be in studio a little bit in the next hour. I want the phones up in the third hour today as well. But I tell you, I mean, it is just amazing to... It is amazing to be in this time. It is amazing to basically be in this position. I am very blessed and honored to still be on air. And I've always had a sense of urgency about the project for a new world order, for world government, because I knew it was a real project run by very, very real people who were extremely ruthless and evil. And the world they said they were going to build was so dystopic, I knew I had a responsibility to oppose it. But if it wasn't for all of you spreading the word and supporting us over the years, we couldn't have done this. When I say we, that isn't a pat on the head. I'm not patronizing you. When you figure out the fact that you are everything in this fight, we start winning. When you're engaged, when you're taking action, when you're paying attention, when you're praying to God, we're unstoppable together. So I just want everybody to take a moment, take a deep breath like I'm trying to do, and understand that at least we were aware of this coming and we prepared and we warned people so that now that it's coming true, our credibility is going up, so more people are listening, and so we have a good chance of defeating it. And opposition to globalism is becoming mainline. Because you have the New York Times saying globalism doesn't exist. Anybody says it, they're evil and horrible. Anybody that says there's election fraud, they're evil and horrible, arrest them, use the Pentagon on them, and we're going to read all your text messages. We're the one-party dictatorship, the DNC. I mean, imagine if the Republicans said, we're going to read all your text messages. It's just, they've gone over the edge. They're complete maniacs. And so we've just got to be nonviolent, speak out, noncompliant, expose them, and point out that they're not American, that they are usurping us, and I believe we've got a good chance of defeating this. But they're going to stage events to demonize us, even though we're not going to be violent. So we've got to be ready to expose that. We've got to be speaking out about that right now. So that when they do pull their false flag, that only wakes people up faster. And so more whistleblowers go public, their own family members go public, and the Lord works in mysterious ways and will frustrate their plans, and they will be defeated. But now is the time to be praying. Also spreading the word about the broadcast. And finally, you need to understand that we have products that are absolutely essential for you and your family. I can go out and get you a synthetic multivitamin that a whole bottle of it cost me $5, that I could then sell for $19.95. But no, the stuff we get costs way more than that. Just the ingredients alone in DNA Force Plus is 40-something bucks. It's insane. So some of our products are low cost because we can get high-quality stuff at a low cost, but some of the things have a higher cost because they've got top-of-the-line ingredients in them. Take our greens fiber capsules with all the amino acids and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals. It's a high-end product. For $10, what a similar product is sold for in places like Whole Foods. Fiber greens with all the amino acids and more, $19.95. And I could have created a formula for a fraction of the cost of what it takes for us to put this together. It's still not an expensive formula for us to put together. But the average company puts a 5 to 6 times markup on their products. We don't do that. Winter Sun, high quality. Vitamin D, a big dose of it, taken under the tongue, super good for your immune system, your whole body. Adults and children, everybody needs it. Back in stock for a limited time, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Support, back in stock, 50% off. Down and Out, Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off, back in stock. Survival Shield X2 in the dropper bottle, 40% off. 60% off in the spray bottle, exact same iodine, super high quality. Check it out for yourself. This is the time to not procrastinate. You need to experience good halogen for yourself. InfoWars privacy pouches, 50% off to protect your cell phone data and info. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. And Storable Food, that sale's got in very soon, 10% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for making the show possible. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Cubans have seen their standard of living cut by over 95%. They are slaves of a hereditary dictatorship, just like North Korea. And Biden has come out and said Cuba is good. Black Lives Matter has said they defend the communist dictatorship. Psaki has come out and said they've done nothing wrong. It tells you everything you need to know about these people. The globalists are bad, bad, bad. The average Cuban might be able to take their family out to eat once every 3 months. You might have to make a tube of toothpaste. That's a real photo, by the way, of Psaki. Last a year. A bottle of aspirin costs $30 to $40. Because communism can't and won't produce anything because it's a system of slavery by a ruling class, not of the people. And now we have the headline at InfoWars.com. It's conclusive out of Georgia. We have the videos of them in Atlanta shutting it, saying there's a water main burst that didn't happen. Water main break. They look around both sides, knowing their own camera, pull out the suitcases, and then run the ballots in one video 8 times, the same ballots, because they're all for Biden. And then even though big stacks of ballots came in that were for Trump, they would falsify the top document, we don't have those, and say 100%, 100% for Biden out of thousands of ballots. Trump only lost by 13,000 votes. Similar things happen in all the other states. And it's all on video. Because the people doing it were too lazy or too busy, I guess, trying to steal that election because it was such a landslide for Trump that they wouldn't even go over to a box and act like it was a new stack. They just run 100 ballots to the machine, run it again, 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 and they had big stacks of them, all crisp and perfect. right out of the boxes, printed in China, flown in on private jets, now all come out, Michigan, Georgia, everywhere. And even when postal workers said, I'm driving across state lines with ballots, I'm driving out of one state to Pennsylvania, and it's a whole truckload of these. Let me see what's, they're all marked for Joe Biden. And why do you think in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and places, they didn't steal it from local Republicans? The ballots, the Scantron ones that were already been filled out by a machine they found in multiple states, were just for Senate races and presidential, because they made deals with the Republican Party not to steal it from them in general if they went along. See how it works? And the FBI came to the house of that postal worker and they said, we might indict you for looking at what was in the mail. He's like, why am I driving across state lines with Pennsylvania ballots out of another state? This obviously didn't come out of Pennsylvania. He goes, I'm going to open these sons of bitches up. This is a good American. And he opened them up, and they were all for Joe Biden. Total proof of fraud. So he goes to the authorities, and they send the FBI, and threatening, he still had the courage to go on TV, but Fox News wouldn't pick it up. He was on local news and on conservative news on interviews. That was it. A postal worker with the vehicle, with 30-something thousand ballots, all for Joe Biden, that were delivered and that were stuck in machines to steal that damn state. We caught them red-handed over and over and over again. And what do we get? We get to be lectured by the military and new announcements that we're the enemy and the military is ready for war with us. We are so pathetic if we let these people intimidate us, and we will go into generations of bondage at the hands of people like Honore and Austin and Milley, and it'll be just like it is in every dictatorship. It'll be their grandchildren ruling over us, standing up there with a bunch of 10 stars on their lapel, strutting around. And then they run around and try to intimidate us to shut our mouths. Well, we're about to lose the very foundation of this country. We're about to go into total slavery. And let me show you this next disgusting piece of news. Don Salazar has been here many years. I don't know, 7, 8 years. He's a great writer, great guy. And I noticed he was suspended on Twitter. And I said, why are you suspended? Last night we were talking on the phone. He said, let me send you a screenshot. I linked to local news into the Facebook of the family whose 45-year-old mother, she's a mother, was hired at Johns Hopkins, and she had to take the vaccine, and the vaccine killed her, they think. It's her family. It's them talking about it. Now she died, liquefied her organs, and she's dead, and that's her Instagram and Facebook, and we showed it. And guess what old Twitter did? The old Don Salazar, huh? You dirty American, shut your mouth. We think this is America? This is Cuba. They said, your story is fake information about COVID-19. And what is the story? It's a true story about a woman that died after she took the shot, and the doctors even said it was a complication. But they don't care. They're not going to let you be warned that people are dying. And they do this all over the place. How many other people you think got sick or died that you never heard about? Well, the numbers are big. Hank Aaron's family said he didn't have an autopsy and the shot killed him, so they suppressed that. Same thing with MDX. Same thing with everybody. This is what the criminals at Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are aiding and abetting murder and covering up a woman that's dead. She wanted to work at Johns Hopkins. She took the shot. Now she's dead at Johns Hopkins. And there they are, information management, making sure that, oh, no, you don't write about that. You don't let people know she died. Because we're going to make sure more people take it and die, and we're going to gaslight everybody, and we're going to cover that up. So it's kind of like Bill Maher said a few weeks ago. He said, you know, it's one thing to censor Republicans. He was saying, well, ivermectin's not a Republican. What are you doing censoring ivermectin? It's a drug. I deserve to know. No, see, you don't deserve to know. Because this is big pharma that's merged with big tech, and this is what they're going to do. They suppress treatments that will save millions. They lied about the numbers. It's a criminal takeover. And so all of you that work at Big Tech and Censor with the AI, you'll be replaced with AI completely soon. Boy, I got to hand it to you. You're really gangsters now. I mean, you don't like kill rival gang members that are men and have guns. You're worse than them. You actually kill little kids and women and old people, and you cover it up. Because when you aid the bed and you cover up people that have died and their families talking about how their daughter died, when you do that, you're now an accomplice to murder. Hope that feels good. And I hope you feel safe. Not from me. I mean, in a world where no one's going to be able to stand up for you either, you'll be silenced when they come for you. You see, because you reap what you sow, you fools. Shame on you. Oh, but I know I'm the bad Alex Jones. I questioned public events. And most of the time, they've been fake. Oh, I get it. I didn't lie about WMDs. I didn't do that. No, but I get it. I get it. You're the liberals. You're allowed to cover up the deaths. I understand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Carlson is a crazy person. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, we're told Tucker Carlson's crazy that a whistleblower gave him documents with a whole bunch of his text messages to hundreds of people to let him know that he was being spied on. Of course he is. It came out that I was spied on. Roger Stone, anybody of note is being spied on. Everybody's being collected. But then the Democrats came out this week and they said, oh, we want to spy on all your text messages with the telecoms and monitor them if you're questioning the election or anti-COVID news to save your life. So the Democratic Party wants to set the parameters to read your text messages, but Tucker Carlson's crazy. Nobody's spying on him. Dan Lyman is riding a shotgun with us into the next hour. We're going to put the phones up as well next hour. And Dan Lyman writes for EuropeWars.com. He's the head of that. He's worked with InfoWars for many years. He's also run some other great sites as well. Dan Lyman is an American writer, political activist, and cultural commentator. After years of fronting a major rock band and answering the call to truth journalism to defense of Western civilization, Dan now serves as a foreign correspondent for InfoWars. And you have some other great sites that you run separately that we want you to talk about. But we were talking about big picture. You wanted to get into big picture first. The globalists, in your words, have a lot of momentum. They smell blood in the water. Those are your words. I agree. I've really just being honest with the audience. Before, if I had real concern, it was like a 3 or 4. This is about a 9 right now. I mean, I told my wife this morning, I said, this is serious. We've got to get ready ourselves. They're going to just keep collapsing things here on out unless we have a total awakening and we get leaders that resist this. Your view on where the world is right now, Dan Lyman. Good to have you back in Texas.
Good to be back with you always. It's interesting to me to be back in the U.S. for the first time in a while now. And it's been refreshing to at least not have to wear a mask in certain places and public spots and restaurants and stores and stuff, because basically in all of Europe, that is still all in place. And it's really shocking to me that there's only basically a few U.S. states basically that have gone down this path, you know, and people like DeSantis have led the way, and we've had some other states follow suit and kind of throwing the mask mandates out the window. But basically everywhere else in the world, it's still under this insane tyranny. And I think that is really emblematic of where we're at right now globally, is that, you know, people are still basically living under martial law at this point across the planet. And that's not changing. It's been 18 months of this and people are not pushing back on it. We're starting to see a little bit in France now, but that's because France has started to escalate the situation and they're moving on to the next phase.
Forced inoculation.
Exactly.
And expanding on that, Klaus Schwab is all over TV saying, this never ends. The cut is deep. We save Earth from carbon. It's good.
Right. You know, 18 months ago, we were warning that this was all never going to end and that they were going to move towards forced inoculations and vaccine passports. And people said we were crazy. And now they've gone from saying that would never be the case, saying there will be no vaccine passports, and now saying, yes, they will be. And here's why they're good. So the gaslighting has really increased and people are still falling for it, which is really incredible to me.
Well, because people are sheep-like and they really think the system cares about them, they're in a trance. But they're going to find out very quickly as they lose their resources and things fall apart. That's not the case. But by then, the secret police are on every corner. By then, we're in North Korea or Cuba.
Right. And, you know, we've had this defund the police movement for a couple of years now. We know basically what they're doing is they're trying to run out all the decent people that would be in law enforcement. And they've been very successful in that. You have record retirements across.
That's why they tell the Army. And I found out from a Green Beret I know that's forced through training. They make them wear red high heels, not just regular Army now, and march around and say communist stuff, which, again, is meant to drive the good people out.
Right.
But the good word is they're all just ignoring it and just laughing about it. So overall, the military gets it.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. I think that they're trying to insert as many SJWs and compliant people into law enforcement and the military so that they can continue to ratchet up this agenda.
Well, that's it. At this point, America is occupied. So, of course, they're going to do litmus tests to make you get out. What people need to do, in my view, is Be honest about that. Spread the word. You have the right of free speech to explain what's happening big picture to people, whether you're enlisted or, you know, commissioned or non-commissioned. People have to explain what's happening and then explain this is an occupied military. We actually need to stay in here and not let them kick us out. And I'm not trying to tell people, hey, you better stay. That's an order. I'm just saying if I was in, this was going on, that's what I would do. Because if you explain to people what this is really about, it's a litmus test. They don't care what color they are. They're going to get it.
Yeah, and it's great. In the last 5 years, we've really a lot of the general public is waking up to the fact that all of the major institutions and all of the government entities they're all polluted. So we now know the FBI totally compromised. We know now that the U.S. military is being totally compromised. We have this creep Milley. I mean, he is emblematic of what's going on in the military at this point. So people are starting to wake up, and thankfully the Fox News boomy cons are starting to get it now. We really need everyone to be aware of the fact that the institutions that you trusted for so long are turned against you, and people need to be aware of that now.
When you look at Milley up there saying, I want to know about the whiteness. I'm white. I want to know why whites attacked the Capitol. That had nothing to do with race. It had to do with people angry and a million people out there and a few hundred going in because they were waved in and a few dozen maybe being somewhat violent. I mean, him to just brand everything racial, that is so evil.
Yeah, and that's another thing that they want to just drive out decent, you know, American stock heritage Americans out of the military as well, and they'd rather have you know, illegal aliens serving in the military. That'll be another thing they'll be pushing for. They have been pushing that for years, and just people who wouldn't really care if they're ordered to be turned against the American people because they don't have any vested interest.
I mean, I think Milley should be arrested. I mean, they want to arrest us. They're saying we're all terrorists. They're saying they're using the military to spy on us domestically. These people really are enemies of the country. And I don't want anything bad to happen to them because I'll turn them into a martyr. I'm just saying we should recognize true enemies that have taken the country over and then now have their U.N. operatives in charge. Did you see where the Secretary of State has invited the U.N. in to fix American racism?
Yeah, and they've actually been using the U.N. At the border. They've been using different NGOs and
well, the U.N. is in charge of the border now.
Exactly.
Biden signed an executive order.
Right, exactly. So we see this creep. They're inviting them in for more and more roles in the U.S. The landscape, in the political landscape. And
what else is on your radar? So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, but what else is front and center for Dan Lyman at EuropeWars.com?
Well, definitely always the Europe situation, and it's always troubling to see anything going on in Africa, any destabilization there, because that inevitably turns into another migration wave anytime something happens. So keeping an eye on what's going on in South Africa, because that's inevitably going to push thousands or tens of thousands more migrants towards Europe. So that's something that's interlinked. And of course, we're keeping an eye on that. And the situation in Europe between COVID and, of course, the immigration situation, it is just as bad as ever.
Well, everyone knew that when they got rid of apartheid in South Africa and went communist, that within 30 years it would be where it is now. It's not a defense of apartheid. It's what happened in Rhodesia. It's what happened everywhere. And it's not a defense of apartheid. It's the fact that when you get rid of the capitalism that happened to be there and bring in the communism, this is what communists did.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we've all been watching, wondering when exactly South Africa was truly going to destabilize. And it really seems like we're looking at that right now. And we're also looking at that in the Caribbean. We have situations going on in Haiti and Cuba now. And so you have to wonder, is any of this interlinked? And what is the plan behind it? Because it's not just purely grassroots going on in all these countries. Of course, we're learning now that some of the operatives that assassinated the Haitian president were trained by the U.S. military. They have U.S. Law enforcement ties. So we have to say, what's going on and why are all these countries destabilizing right now and where is the connection?
Yeah, just like the Capitol, evidence is mounting that globalist intelligence groups provocateured these guys into doing it. Just like the Green Berets that thought they were about to take over Venezuela were tricked into doing it. That's a classic provocateur action. We'll cover it all on the other side and look at South Africa that was already unstable but is now descending into road warrior. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off and your purchase from the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research,
I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Growth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Growth Crystal Iodine is.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Los Angeles, Detroit, Michigan, happening to places like Texas and Florida and others. But people are trying to exit out of Europe as well. But so much of the world is locked down under martial law. We have informational martial law coming in, where even the former president of the United States isn't allowed on Facebook or Twitter. We are in martial law. And you know, Dan Lyman made that point out of the gates. He lives in Switzerland. During the break, I said, there's so much to cover. Where should we start? He said, well, we could have a whole site or a whole show or a whole report just on France or just on South Africa or just on Cuba or just on blue cities. Everyone is fleeing leftist cities. Everyone is fleeing leftist countries. Everyone wants out from under it, but all the big money wants to finance it because big corporations, a little secret is, control these authoritarian regimes And communism and socialism is their favorite system of control because it makes the people dependent so they don't know how to take care of themselves. So, Dan Lyman, let's get into South Africa. For folks that don't know what's happened, all of Africa is descending into total collapse. Gaddafi wasn't a great guy, but he was stabilizing Africa, so they took him out. Apartheid wasn't a good thing, but it was making people wealthy, including the blacks, so they had to get rid of it because there was actually capitalism and societal order, and they weren't letting different black tribes kill each other. Well, that's gone now, so the big internationals can come in and get the diamonds, the gold, and everything, and the general public can starve to death. And so that's the model there. We see what's happening there, the same Marxist information, liberal media defending it. When Indians defend their homes or businesses from looters, we're told they're racist. And again, we see this lionization of black looters by the media here and in South Africa, not to protect black people, but to ensure destabilization happens so that they all continue to live in squalor and depopulate. It's extremely cynical in my view. What's your view on all this?
Well, it is really interesting that you say that, because there is I've seen evidence that there is kind of a coalition of different groups. You see some of these folks here. That there's Muslim groups, there's indigenous South Africans, there are certain black groups as well, and whites as well, who are basically aligned now, and they're like trying to fend off these looters and prevent them from totally decimating their towns and their stores and their malls. So it's interesting, and that's not getting very...
Yeah, that's key. A large percentage are blacks that don't want to live in death and destruction, but the media doesn't do that. They make it like a Black Lives Matter thing, and, oh, these folks burning down the power stations and shopping malls and killing people, they're good. And if the Indians, a bunch of them live there for hundreds years plus. Oh, if the Indians that, you know, came there basically slave labor themselves, if the evil Indians brought there by the British Empire, now the grandkids and great-grandkids, if they don't want their house burned and their wife raped, they're evil.
Right. And they're just trying to defend themselves. And it looks like things are getting incredibly worse there. And of course, we've all been watching it. It's been a powder keg for a long time, but it really seems to be kicking off. And, you know, our hearts go out to all the innocent people there that are getting caught in this, because it really is terrible.
And I interrupted you. I'm good at that. You're the guest. Get into this coalition, because that's what the media is trying to hide, of people that want civilization versus those that don't.
Right. And that's what we're seeing across the West, across the Western world, is you have people who just want to be left alone. They want to have freedom. They want to have to be able to buy and sell, capitalism. And then you have these insane communists who are just going insane, and they're being allowed to. We have this, of course, in Latin America. We have Latin American.
Yeah, the whole media is race based. This is video of whites being bullwhipped by black communists because they're white.
Right. And then, you know, we have this happening there. But then when a couple of soccer players in the UK have been, you know, had some not nice things said to them online, the entire media has been, you know, attacking that. They're trying to basically ban people off the internet in the UK now at this point, under the guise of, preventing people from having anonymous accounts. We have Piers Morgan saying that there should be no one else allowed to use the internet with an anonymous account. We have just an amazing push to crack down on free speech. But then you have white people being whipped by a couple of South African blacks, and the media couldn't care less.
Yeah, I forgot to add that the UK government now wants Internet ID. So there can't be voter ID in the UK or here, but we need Internet ID to make sure we can censor everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, back to what you were saying about the informational martial law, I just saw a clip before we came on air of the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, and she was basically telling people that if the COVID information does not originate from the government, then you need to disregard it, and please stop sharing it around, and the government will be your only source of information on COVID data. So you tie that in with what we're seeing around the world, you tie that in with Democrats wanting to spy on our SMS, at what point are they just going to start choking off basically all sources of information, even via...
Well, that's it. We've already been brought into a digital martial law, a physical martial law, and now they're just cementing it and getting ready for the next wave. That's what's happening here, is they're taking a big gulp of air before they plunge us back down under the water.
Yeah, and they're more and more saying basically we're not going to be able to share information without them policing it or shutting it down.
And what are they telling you? Oh, we're going to... not let you have medical care. We're not going to give you treatment. When you have pneumonia, we're going to say it's COVID. We're not going to let you have known treatments that are 99% effective. I mean, this is really monstrous criminal activity. Don Salazar, covered before you got on, wrote an article about something in the news at Johns Hopkins, a woman that was a nurse. She signed on to work there. She was given the shot. She died. Her family said the shot killed her. The doctors thought that. We just linked to her story. They banned him off Twitter or suspended him, saying that's disinfo. You're not allowed to criticize the vaccine. I mean, you're now aiding and abetting covering up people's deaths. This is sick.
It really is. I was told by a friend recently in Switzerland, he's an actual Swiss native, and he said people have been showing up that he knows for regular treatments or going to the emergency room in Switzerland at the hospitals, and if they aren't vaccinated, they are told you must get vaccinated before you enter or you can't come in for medical treatment. I haven't been able to verify that, but he has multiple people who's telling.
Oh, they're doing it. It's all color of law. It's all, hell, we got Democrats. Kathleen Sebelius is on TV, former head of Health and Human Services, says the same thing.
Yeah,
she says you shouldn't have access to your children, shouldn't have a job. If you don't take an experimental jab, again, cut and dry violation, Nuremberg Code. Nuremberg Code says you can't take jobs away, you can't threaten things for medical experimentation. This is experimental.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we've seen, of course, with these protests kicking off in France, their backs are up against the wall. But this is also the case. They've made the same announcements in Greece and the same announcements in Cyprus. And what's interesting is you have, for the past 18 months, we've had the entire media and just the leftist organizations touting medical workers as being the heroes, you know, clap for the NHS. But now the medical workers are finding out they're going to be the first ones corralled into forced vaccinations. And they're being told that you can, if you work in the medical field in France and you do not get vaccinated, you will lose your job.
So, and guys, go ahead and roll clip 9 here. Police throw tear gas at demonstrators. Guess who's exempt in France from the mandatory injections announced by Macron? Outside of law, I just said it. I'm the president. The police won't take it. The police are exempt. Man, you talk about evil.
And he has said if they are not able to corral enough people into getting the vaccine now with these new rules, then they're talking about complete and total forced vaccination for the entire French population.
Which they always say, if you won't take it, we're going to make you take it, but we're going to make you take it. Look, you're going to get sick, you're going to die, and they're going to sit. Now they say, oh, it doesn't protect you, you need a booster shot. How did Bill Gates know that a year ago and say that would be the case?
How did we know that? Because Bill Gates said it.
That's the thing is, people ask, Jones, how did you know that they'd announced new lockdowns? How did you know the vaccine wouldn't work? Because we interview the top scientists. You cannot create a vaccine for a cold virus. There's thousands of them. You can only make one for a spike protein, but that spike protein is in your body. I mean, they knew when they did this, folks, that it is a civilization-ending event. It will make us not trust doctors, not trust the government. It'll break down society. It'll make people be scared to not go to work. It will make people have to take care of their sick loved ones that have been given the deadly shot. It's going to collapse civilization if we don't reverse it quickly. It may be too late already.
It's dividing people. We have, you know, people. We had that story with Owen golfing with some guys on the golf course who he said were basically conservative dudes. But when they found out that he was opposed to the vaccine, they walked off the golf course. They wouldn't even play with him anymore.
Well, it was a power trip that they'd taken it and they were good. And now they're going to have the app that they're going to show people they did it when they're just being brought into a social credit score slave app. You told those guys 2 years ago, hey, I'm going to make you carry an app to go to a store or go to get a car or to go to the bank. You'd say, that's crazy. I'm not going to have a government app. But now you see they're heroes. They stepped up and they took it, Dan.
And we've been warning about this for over a year. And you have found so much vindication from so many people now who say, you know, Alex was warning about this long ago, and they say, how did you know? Because, of course, you were reviewing everything that they were laying out. They had the different organizations, the WHO, the EU, were all planning an end game for years now where they were going to get to vaccine passports.
It's all been premeditated, just like we'll talk about when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they are as empty.
Oh, we could just do what the communists said. We'd be in heaven. Dan Lyman's riding shotgun with us from EuropeWars.com. Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday broadcast, July 15th. I want to just pull back with what Dan was trying to get into before the break there, interrupting him. It's all premeditated. Here's how it works very simply. You have the big central banks that if you adopt the codes and political corporate systems of the World Economic Forum, and you do what they say, and they interface with the UN and the big banks, then you'll be given credit, you'll be given access to the market, you'll be allowed to become rich and powerful. And they said, before the outbreak even happened, they'd already changed the definition of a pandemic from something actually killing you to something they claim you have. They already said, once pandemics hit, you'll have to have QR codes on all the menus to get everyone ready for QR codes to even come in a restaurant. All of this is training. They admit it. It's all premeditated. So people tune in and they keep saying, and we keep getting credit, which is really stupid. See, I even have lawyers and academics ask me, how did you predict this? How did you predict that? I said, it's all laid out by Klaus Schwab. He says it ends with a microchip, and then they can cut off all your resources one way or the other. Social credit scores, hell on earth. Our own government's defending Cuba, oppressing its people. We're in trouble. So Dan, you've been in Europe. You're an American. You see all this. They're now announcing military base orders troops to show vaccination proof as COVID-19 turns mount. Oh, a first hero major general, David Francis, says anyone coming on base must now have the proof. It's just up to you to get it done. And, of course, then there's always more shots. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling COVID-19 misinformation an urgent threat, calling for it to be silenced, which the Democrats now say they need to read all your text messages in live time, surveil you to keep you safe. What did the New Zealand leader just say? It's all the same day. France, Greece, the U.K. announced, oh, forced inoculations, COVID passports are coming. Macron says now. And then the next day, oh, a military base. And then, oh, all these leaders, oh, the disinfo is going to kill people because they're getting ready for lockdown two. And lockdown one didn't go like they wanted. So now they're like, we better silence everybody because we're costing lives. That's what Fauci said. We've got to read your text messages. We've got to, you can't let you talk about hydroxychloroquine or how we're counting people that die in automobile accidents as COVID. I mean, we can't let you know that we're killing people with ventilators. I mean, they've got, so they're going ahead with their operation, but it hits some major bumps, Dan Wyman.
Definitely. And, you know, going back to what you were saying about lockdown two, people, all they have to do is look at what's going on in Australia right now, because the Australians have been in perpetual lockdown, and now they're going into harder lockdowns in Sydney for, like, even supposed cases, just a handful. And so if anyone wants to know what's coming, look at what's going on in Canada, look at what's going on in Australia. They are basically setting the pace where the rest of us are going. And
now the Netherlands just did it to reimpose work from phone as infections soar. Not deaths, but the PCR test says, ooh.
Right. And you know, they're going to keep doing the test.
You want martial law? Turn the PCR test up. Want to say it's okay? Turn it down. You behave, we turn it down. You can go outside. Oh, there's bad viruses. We turn it up. Oh, it's safe. I mean, this is so transparent.
Yeah. You know, I just had my first COVID test. I managed to go this long without having one, but I had to get one to get into the U.S. and went through the whole process. And thankfully it was
your country, born here. Where is it you got to have a virus test?
Well, I had to have it in Switzerland because it's mandated by the U.S. government and, of course, by the airlines. But what's interesting was I showed it to get onto the plane in Switzerland. I get to customs and border protection. They didn't check anything. I could have just walked into the country and they had no idea. So it's mandated by the government. I have to go through all the song and dance on my end, pay the fee, you know, have this
I mean, I think that's the answer to start forming our own civilization now, because they're going to use our interconnected civilization to oppress us. We have to understand they've hijacked the civilization. How do we build a new civilization?
Well, that would be a great place to start. But unfortunately, what I've noticed is I was just spent some time in Florida, and masks are optional there in the stores and in the restaurants. And, you know, I was in a mall in Miami, and I was probably one of only 5% of people who was not wearing a mask. 95% of people.
Well, that's because, I mean, I'm going to say it. I don't know what it is, but minority areas in Miami's, quote, you know, I mean, whites are kind of the minority pretty much. But I've just noticed when I'm in minority areas, they're almost all wearing them.
Yeah.
But then you go to, you know, blue collar white areas, even blue collar Hispanic areas are not wearing them. So I think it has a trendy thing about it.
That could be the case for sure.
What else did you see?
Of course, in Miami, they're starting to protest because of the Cuba situation. There are tons of Cubans in Miami, and I feel so much empathy for the Cuban people. They've been through so much, but I am disheartened and disturbed to see U.S. officials. You know, we had the mayor of Miami basically talking about bombing Cuba now, and all these people calling for troops to be sent to Cuba. I understand it's a terrible situation, but we can't be meddling in every single affair all around the world. And you do have to wonder. the timing of pulling out of Afghanistan practically overnight, and we pulling the troops out of there, and now we have multiple countries in the Caribbean that are begging for troops to be sent in there. So what is going on? Is there a connection there? I've been wondering about that as well. But
well, there's definitely something going on with Haiti. You know, that he wouldn't do the inoculation. Now it's three African presidents that died.
Yeah, we had Tanzania, and
he was the guy that was the doctor who was testing papayas and goats. They were coming back on the PCR test as COVID.
Yeah, and then they.
That's matter. That's what they want. Why do you think that's what the system wants?
I think the ultimately the end game is destabilization. You're seeing every single Western city now is on the decline. They're allowing, you know, people are locked up in their homes, but then they're allowing rampant homelessness. And that is the same case in Europe as well. You have places like Paris where you have migrants basically taking over, thousands of migrants living, packed in tents, living on canals and living under overpasses. And that's allowed while the French people for a long time couldn't even leave their home without government papers. So they're allowing the decay and the filth to spread in our cities. I mean, I was out in Austin last night. Things aren't looking too good there either. And they're allowing this to happen. And supposedly in the middle of a pandemic, you're allowing the filth to spread throughout the streets. It doesn't really add up unless you realize that this is all a plan to basically break down society.
And where does it go when it breaks down? Well, they want the breakdown. They want a post-industrial world. They want the open, free society that's wealthy and successful where we have high standards, we want quality. Everybody wanted to come here because of the quality. They're getting rid of the quality because they're so ultra rich. They have their own reservations, their own private jets, their own private compounds, and they're literally waging ruling class war on us. It's the ultra rich funding the Great Reset, the open borders, everything.
Right. And if people want to know what comes down the line, just look at South Africa. What's going on there?
Why would the establishment keep pushing this? Why won't they stop?
They're demonic, maniacal, totally possessed by evil, and they want to destroy us. You know, as depopulationists, then they have no concern about the human race, about our well-being. So they like to see us suffer, and they like to see us, you know, in struggling and enslaved.
Well, that's really it. They enjoy death and destruction and degradation and evil, and so we've let evil people get control. They've broken the social compact, and. Do you think there's any level the average leftist will go before they wake up that they're not part of it? Because the average leftist, now I've learned, actually knows about the takedown, the collapse. They think it's fun. They think it's Cloward and Pivot. They think they're about to be in charge.
Yeah. You know, I being back and seeing some old friends and family, and it's good to talk to some people and see where they're at this point. And some of maybe the centrist types, they're getting it and they're starting to be really disturbed. But people who are inclined to be liberals, leftists, I mean, they're going harder than ever. Trump derangement syndrome broke them down first. Now they have COVID derangement syndrome and they're going all in on this. And, it's disturbing. All people want to talk about is the vaccine at this point. The conversations that I hear are just vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. And that's all they want to talk about. And it's like it's totally consumed their minds at this point.
And by the way, numbers this year of deaths are way up, folks, from all sorts of things. They just don't call it COVID. All these vaccinated people are shedding, and that's what the document showed, all sorts of horrible things. This was not a regular virus. This takes your body over and makes it produce viruses. So they've created the bio attack, and they're going to blame new COVID or something, or people that didn't be part of the lockdown, on all the deaths this winter.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.